Blog Talk Radio. as pilgrims through this barren land. God, for we know that this place is not our home. This is just a temporary holdover. But you have laid up a mansion prepared for those that are living according to your command. And Father God, I'm asking you to anoint these lips of clay to bring a rhema word to those that may or may not know of you in the pardon of their sins. Father God, I'm asking you to grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom to those that are hurting deep within the epitome of their souls. Father God, I would be so mindful to give your name all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. These and other petitions we ask in your son Jesus' mighty, marvelous name. And we shall all say in unity, amen and amen. And like I said, I just thank you for just tuning in on tonight. I just thank God for you, because if it was not a listener out there, it wouldn't be no need for Pastor Ward to be here. But because God has got people designated all around this planet that loves God and loves the doctrine of Jesus Christ, because that's what I'm about. I'm not on here playing, whatever it is. I'm not on here playing, but I'm on here rightly dividing the word of God as I know it to be. So God got people just like you that love his doctrine, love the divine word of truth. And that's what I'm bringing to you, and that's what I bring every time I come across these airways. I'm bringing you the divine word of God. And so I sermon on tonight entitled, Cut Off. And I'm going to turn my radio down just a little bit, because I want you to hear more of me and less of the music for now. And the sermon once again entitled, Cut Off. We know that struggles come even to the upright saint of God. That includes the hardworking family member and also the good stewards and us as servant of God. It don't jump over us and hit someone else, but it gets us as well as the next fellow. We encounter hurt, death, our feelings hurt, talked about, and scandalized, just like the next person. Hallelujah. So we know that no one can completely avoid the attacks of Satan or the adversities of life. We know that when we lose a child or we come into health issues and we lose friends and we lose possessions, we then often feel all alone. But I want to come to encourage your heart on tonight. You that are out there in my podcast, this digital listening audience on tonight, you and you and you and I are not alone. We know through the enemy's attack, Job lost everything. He lost his children. He even lost his possessions, health, social status, and his friends. But we know that through it all, he kept alive an embryo of hope in his heart. And he said, I know that my Redeemer liveth. That's in the law of Job 19 and 25. We know that, hallelujah, hope sees possibilities of new life beyond the struggle. We have a choice. We can either abort it or we can nurture it. And we know that Job, hallelujah, chose the latter. When he claimed, yet in my flesh shall I see God. That's verse 26. Hope does not deny the existence of struggle. For example, Job detailed his torment to Bildad and voiced his feeling of abandonment and alienation, even by his own family and friends. And I'm here to let you know on tonight that in this life, in this struggle, as you go through your daily life, I mean, in your daily natural life / spiritual life, you will have people in and out of your life. You will have family members that will no longer want to be around you because they call you, you know, just like a holy fanatic or a holy roller. You know, she's all about God and that's all she's about, you know. But, you know, aside from the gospel, every believer, everybody that ever picked up a Bible, picked up a mic, has another side, and that is the natural part, the human side. You have a family, you that have families. You have a husband, you that are married. So it's not that you're just, you know, talking about Jesus 24/7, 72 hours in a day, because God is worthy to be praised whenever we talk about him. There's no designated time to talk about God, because if you love him, if you're living the life of Christ, it's no problem for you to talk about God. It don't bother you for people to talk about God if you love him like you say you do. But I find out a lot of people are just, you know, they're getting on to get along. You know, they're going to see what their fellow people are going to say, you know, what their homegirl is going to say, you know, what the guys are going to say. But, you know, I would hope to be standing before God on judgment day trying to wonder about what my friends going to think about me going to hell and burning with fire and brimstone. I'm talking about that fire that never quenches and never go out. In your pit, it don't have a bottom, so it's the bottomless pit. God called it the bottomless pit. So you'll be tumbling around just like clothes in a dryer. When they're tumbling around to dry, that's how you will if you don't serve God. You have two choices. So that either to serve God or serve our adversary, which is Satan. It's your choice. It's your choice. If nobody's going to drag you to heaven, I'm not going to drag you to heaven. I'm not going to try to drag you to heaven. But my position is to tell you about God. And so that is what I'm about. That's my job, that's my call, and I'm going to carry it out. I don't care who don't like it. I'm going to carry it out to the fullest extent. I'm not going to hell for nobody. But I will tell anybody how you can get to heaven if you want to go. And if heaven is not where you want to go, okay, well then so be it. That's on you. But what I'm here to do is to tell you how you can get to heaven. Tell you how you can meet a Savior that can save you, can deliver you from all the hang-ups that you have, you know, from all the deceit and the lies that you tell, you know. People say they're in God and they hide behind their green dot, you know, on your cell phone. You hide behind your green dot. Jesus see you and I see you. Either you are in God or you're out of God. You don't get to be in today and out tomorrow, into the next day and out the next day. Serving God is an ongoing thing. And so I love God. I love everything about God because God is the reason that I exist here today. So like I said, we're going to get right on back into my sermon on tonight. So you will find your own family and your friends. Hallelujah. And even though we know that Job's critics rebuked and ridiculed him, he did not lose hope in God. And see, that is what we have to not do, is to lose hope in God. You might be having it hard, but it's not going to last always. Trouble don't last always. And when you got that great big old God that owns everything, everything belongs to him. Your problem is not a big problem. It's a minor problem with God. And all you got to do is go to God in secret prayer and let God know Because he already knows, because he said, I look low. So it's nothing that's, you know, in hiding to God. God sees all and he knows all. He even know our heart. He even know what go into our heart before it goes in there, before it registers in our mind and in our brains. God already know what we're going to do, what we're going to say, and everything. God has already got the upper hand. So, you know, people might think they're fooling you. They think they're fooling me. But they're not fooling me. They're fooling themselves. And they're definitely not fooling God. Because either you're with me or you're against me. That's the bottom line. That is your bottom line. You're either with me in holiness or in righteousness, or you are just the line and just, you know, putting on a front. That's all you're doing. Because anytime a person is getting an attitude and getting, you know, the wrong conception about a person bringing you the divine word of truth, it's definitely something wrong there. There needs to be more prayer in that prayer life, more seeking God's face in that prayer life, you know, and more reading God's word in that prayer life. Because if you're living the song that you're singing about, the message that you're printing, that you're typing out, you're texting out every day, then there's no reason you should have an attitude about somebody telling you how you can miss hell and go to heaven. I would love to have somebody to tell me how I can meet a man that loves me, a spiritual man that loves me, you know. And like I said, you know, over here in holiness, and I love people. I've always loved people. It don't matter the color of your skin. I love you because I love you. You know, I don't have to have a reason. It's just that I love you. And when God saved me, then God put more love in my heart for mankind and for my fellow constituents. But, you know, people are saying they're on your side. You know, they'll say I'm with you, you know. They'll say they're men and women of God, but they sure have a poor way of showing it. You know, that, you know, that demeanor that they represent is the demeanor that the world would bring about. Not people of God, because people of God, all of them that I know, is cheerful and happy, happy-go-lucky. But when you find people, you know, that they're mad, something you said, you didn't say it straight to them, it'd be different if you called their name out and say, hey, so-and-so, so-and-so, this is for you, you know. But when you're just preaching the divine word of truth, you don't know who the word is going to touch. That's for God to do. Not me. I'm just a servant. I'm a messenger. I deliver the word of God, the divine word of truth. That's what I do. I deliver God's word to the fullest of the extent of his word. And I'm going to do that as long as God allows me to. And so anyway, like I said, you're going to have your family and your friends against you in this journey, you know. And you have Satan attacks and all who dare to do the will of God. His tactics are legion. And we know that he uses prejudice and stereotyping to steal our freedom and equality. He uses labels such as crazed rich and limited capacities to strip away our dignity, self-worth, credibility, and salvation. The devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. I want you to know that, you that are out there in my digital listening audience on tonight. The devil don't like you. He don't like you. So, you know, don't think that the devil likes you not one iota, because the devil do not. The Bible says that the devil comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. That's his M.O. That's what he comes to do. He tries to break us as he tries to break Job. He tried to break Job also. And we know that we have current problems in our community and in our lives. We know that hope does not disappoint. We know that our omnipotent God that we serve empowers us, hallelujah, to keep hope alive. and to know that we are not cut off. We know that God, He is God, and He is the one who liberated us from slavery and opened the door to education, to empowerment, advancement as a people within this society. We have suffered, but God has placed within us the umbrella of hope that continues to grow within us as we struggle through our heart. And we can be consumed, but we are not out. We know that we can stay, as Job did, we can stay the course, because we know that trouble don't last always, and God is going to make a way of escape. Job said, "Yet in my flesh shall I see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold and not another." That's in verse 26 and 27. And like I said, you know, we're living in a calculated and manipulated society, and sometimes we can experience friendliness and a feeling of loneliness and abandonment. But all of a sudden, God touches us on our shoulder with His finger of love and let us know that we have a friend. We have a friend in Jesus. And we can take comfort in knowing that Jesus is with us. And also that God said that you heard the voice of my supplication when I cried out to you. And when God was out there on the cross, He said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me and far from the words of my roaring?" See, so we know that even Jesus felt cut off. He felt abandonment when He was up there on that cross. But we can take comfort, and I want you to be encouraged, you that are out there in my podcast listening audience on tonight. I want you to be encouraged. Take courage, because Jesus loved you. If your family leave you, God's got your back. If your mother and your father forsake you, God said, "I'll be with you." And I think that's hallelujah. A scripture that says, even though my mother and my father forsaken me, Jesus will pick me up, and Jesus will pick you up, and He will carry you. He will carry you through. Don't worry about it, because in this life, your society is going to turn against you. Your own flesh and blood, your children, is going to turn against you. But you got to keep your hand in God's hand. Long as you stay anchored and grounded in Jesus, God is going to carry you every step of the way. And so we know that whatever circumstances make you feel helpless or hopeless or cut off today, may it be poor health, may it be a broken relationship, or a family member in a great need, we know that in Jesus Christ, God has, hallelujah, He has pierced through the darkness out of the world in the darkness to rescue you through His redeeming love. He is therefore able to reach us and calm our fears, hallelujah, in the most desperate circumstances. I know sometimes it looks like my tongue get tied. I don't know why that is. But anyway, we are never cut off from the mighty power and sustaining peace of God. Hallelujah. And we know that you might have the feelings of alone and cut off from God and friends. And you can always go to Psalm 31 as your prayer. You might be lonely, but never alone. Hallelujah. And in ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to marinate your heart and impact your mind as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing to you in your daily walk with God, I would urge you to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Ministry, hallelujah. And the station is Blog Talk Radio, the program, the Old Ship of Zion, to P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. My email address is janiceallaboutgod@yahoo.com. Until we meet again, I want you to go in God as God goes in you. Bye for now.